This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes out of your day to join me. 15 minutes each day we're going to hear the Lord speak, and we do here on WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. The Word of God is truth. It's full of truth. It's all truth. The Lord Jesus Christ said, I have come to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Lord Jesus Christ, we listen for your voice here today through your Word. You are the Word. We listen for you today. Lead us. Guide us. Speak to us where we know you speak. 24 hours a day, you're always speaking. We come right to the source, right to you, to your Word. Lead us and guide us now. In your name we pray. Amen. We're looking here at the Church of Philadelphia today. Again, just let me remind you and invite you to come out to Island Community Church this weekend, where we're looking at what will be the signs of your coming, the end of the world. You know, in my life, I've had more people, atheists, Muslims, many Jews, unbelievers, ask me, those who know that I am a Bible teacher and a preacher and a pastor, what's going on in the world? What's going on? Does the Bible talk about all this stuff? Is this the end of the world, preacher? I've heard that before. By those of other faiths. Even the Muslims, you know, the moderate Muslims. We all know some. Some will go to a New York Mets baseball game. Regular people, not violent. Even them have asked me. I've had Indian people, Hindus ask me. I've had more than a handful of Jewish folk ask me. Man, what's going on in the world? What does your book have to say about any of that stuff? That's what we're looking at here this week. Last week, we looked at the Lord's first answer to that question. What'll be the sign of your coming, the end of the world? He said, take heed that no man deceives you. Now, starting this week, we're going to start to get into the Lord's blow-by-blow description with earthquakes, famines, and pestilences. Just even think of those three. You know, I've been preaching this sermon for 10 years. And for 8 years of it, I really could repeat a lot of it, not this year. This year, I can throw the whole thing out and start all over with all new stuff. Think about it. Earthquakes, well, there's always been earthquakes. Famines, what causes famine? Drought. Pestilence, are you kidding me? Pestilence? There's lots of new stuff we can look at with that as well. The question is, does the Bible say we're living in the end of the age? That's what we're looking at. If you go to another church, look for this program to be podcast at WGOD Radio on Facebook or WGODontheair.net. Also, there's a little link on there to discuss today's program. I'd love for you to leave some comments on there. Now, we're looking at the church in Philadelphia here today. We're traveling 28 miles southeast now from Sardis to Philadelphia. Funny enough, too, Philadelphia was a city that was destroyed twice by earthquakes. Most recently in 37 AD, some 60 years or so before this was written. Philadelphia is a church that's doing it right. Have you ever seen a church that is alive and faithful to Christ? A church that focuses on Jesus Christ? A church that makes Jesus Christ the center of its ministries and activities? A church that focuses on reaching and growing people for Christ? A church that focuses on teaching people to love Christ and to love one another more and more? This was the church at Philadelphia. Even the name Philadelphia means brotherly love or one who loves his brother. The believers at Philadelphia loved Christ. Therefore, they gave their hearts and lives to Jesus. They lived like Christ said to live, and they carried out the mission of Christ upon earth. The church at Philadelphia was alive and faithful. And now follow me here. The church at Philadelphia represents all the churches down throughout the entire church age that are alive and faithful. That is what this church is, just as all of these seven churches are. There's something in some of these churches in every church throughout every church age. There's always been a corrupt church. And if you are members of these churches, the Lord Jesus Christ says to come out of them. There's Loveless Church of Ephesus. There's the persecuted church in Smyrna. That's in every church. There's no coming out of that one. There's the compromising church of Pergamos. There's the corrupt church in Thyatira. There's the dead church in Sardis, where we just looked at the church that had a good rep, but ultimately they were dead. Here today, we have the faithful church of Philadelphia. Our next programs here coming up will be the last church, that is the lukewarm church of Laodicea. In the meantime, we're in Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. Now to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, right? These things says the Holy One, the true one. Now he's going to quote Isaiah 22. He who has the key of David, he that opens and no man shuts, except he that opens. And no man shall open. Now that verse reads a little different in my translation. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. Because you have a little strength, and you've kept my word, and you have not denied my name. I love that here, an open door. The Lord Jesus Christ has before you an open door. This is the message to everyone in the church today. Everyone a member of the faithful church. If you are faithful to Jesus Christ, if you worship him, if you love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, honor him, put him first in your life, love Jesus Christ, say no to sin, turn your back on sin, love Jesus more than sin. If you are a member of the faithful church, the Lord Jesus Christ has set before you an open door. And guess what? No one can close it. Sin can't close it. Satan can't close it. No devil can close it. No cancer can close it. No traffic accident can close it. Nothing and nobody on earth, be it hissing demon or anybody else, can close the door that Jesus Christ has opened. Nobody. We have opened doors and closed doors. We see here in this text that the Lord opens the door. As Paul said in 1 Corinthians 16:9, that I have before me an open door. And there are many adversaries. That goes along with the open door, friend, is adversaries. You have adversaries on your left and on your right. Let me encourage you. If Jesus Christ has opened the door and he has promised you, he has set before you an open door. Let me encourage you to go through that door. What is it the Lord is calling you to do today? Go through that door and do it. God's got your back. God is your rear guard. No one can close that door. No one. No child of God will leave this world before their time. No one. No sickness will take you out. No cancer. No traffic accident. No mishap. No one will take you out before your time. And your days are numbered. God's got the number of your days recorded. He has set before you an open door. What is he calling you to do? You know, of all the times that you could be alive, God's got you alive now at the end of the age. Friend, God makes no mistake. Of all the times you could have lived, God's got you alive now. And if it's not you, it'll be your children. If you have children, this world cannot go on another generation more than this. It can't. This country can't continue the way. Friend, don't kid yourself. You know, we don't want to look at that. We close our eyes or stomp our feet or turn the other way and say, well, this can't happen to me. This country, the United States of America, cannot go on another generation like this. It can't. Others will come here and take us out and take over this country. Or the judgment of God will fall on this country for repeated sin, saying no to him. So the Lord opens the door, and we see in the Bible too that the Lord closes the door as well. He closes doors. You can read back in Genesis chapter 7, verse 16, when Noah got in the ark, Noah and his wife and his three sons and their wives, and then the Bible says that the Lord shut the door. Not only does Jesus open doors, not only does God, the triune Godhead, open doors, God closes doors as well. Luke chapter 13, verse 24, we're going to see the Lord is Lord again, closing the doors. When they said to Jesus, Lord, are there few that are saved? And he said, strive to enter into the narrow gate, because many will try to get in and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door, then you will begin to knock at that door saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. And he's going to say, I never knew you. But today you have before you an open door of ministry. What is it God's calling you to do? What is it you could do 30 hours a day and not ever get tired? What gift has God given you? What is he calling you to do? How can you serve the Lord at this this midnight hour? What can you do? You have set before you today, God has set before you an open door no man can shut, no demon can shut, no one can shut. But the time is coming when the Lord Jesus himself is going to shut that door, and when he shuts that door, it's all over. We also read in Matthew chapter 25 about the 10 virgins. 5 are ready, 5 weren't. Those that were ready went in with the master into the feast, and then it says he got up and shuts the door. And the time is coming very soon, friend, where the Lord's going to shut that door again. Let's you and I be about his business today. The Lord Jesus has set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. Let me add to that, no demon can shut it as well. Be about the Lord's business here today while it's still today. We'll be back again soon with a new program. We're going to continue our look here at the church in Philadelphia here. This is WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. What's God saying today? What's he saying today on his broadcast? It's this: I have set before you an open door.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.